I'm in my garage, which is where I keep my rowing machine. And today I'm going to talk to you about the Concept 2 rowing machine, which is the most commonly used model throughout gyms, sports centres, rowing clubs. It's rugged and versatile, and is pretty much the best rowing machine you can get. So the reason I'm doing this is because being around gyms for a long time, I've often seen people using rowing machines but with terrible technique, which either means they don't get a very good workout or they injure themselves. I've been rowing for some time on the water, so I've had some good coaching as regards rowing, both on rowing machines and on the water, so I'm in a fairly good position to help out. So I think this is the best thing to do is to listen to this whilst you are in the gym or wherever you do your rowing machine workout. So first things first, we talk about drag. Drag is the way we set resistance. Now, lots of people have it set way too high, which means all they're doing really is hurting the muscles. It's fine if you're used to training hard, but if you're not, you're not going to get a very great results from that. So you want to set the drag between 2 and 3 to start with. Mine is often around 5, which works out to be resistance of around 130-135, which is recommended by British Rowing for a heavyweight male rower. So sometimes I have it on higher, sometimes I have it on 9 or 10 if I'm having a really slow workout. But for normal rowing, I have it on about 5, which stimulates a fast rowing scull or rowing boat. It's nice and it's fairly light, it gives you some feedback, which is what you need if you're doing cardiovascular, which is now called energy systems training. So if you look at the front of the rowing machine, be it a model D or E, they're all pretty much the same layout, you'll see a lever. So this is the front of the drum. The right hand side, there's a grill where the air comes out and the air is sucked in. You'll see a lever and you'll see 10 raised lines. So if you move the lever to around 2 or 3, which is towards the bottom, you'll have resistance then of something manageable. Now, we're not worrying about the performance models there today, because that's another recording in itself. I attach mine to my laptop and I've got a program called Erg Chatter, which is a free piece of software that tells you what your performance monitor is saying. So tell me my distance, my stroke rate, my split times, which is important if you're vaguely serious about rowing. But if you're not, all you need to do is sit on the machine and follow my instructions, and hopefully that will help you. So feet are in the foot plates. Don't do them too tight. You need to be able to move your feet on the seat. Handle is on its handle, what do they call it, the handle retainer, I suppose you call it. So I'm not touching the handle yet. All we're doing is sitting with our back straight and our legs straight for now. Okay, so you need to concentrate on a nice straight back. So you just squeeze in your abdominal muscles and even your sphincter muscles, so you can suck it in, so nice and straight. So all we're going to do first is bend our knees. So we're moving the seat forward slowly until our legs are perpendicular. Knees together if you can, and then push it out very slowly until our legs are straight. So forwards, back, forwards, back. Just get the feel for it. Hands just dangling by our sides. Forwards. Five, Okay. Now we're going to grab the handle. Nice, relaxed grip. Okay, thumbs underneath, fingers around the handle, nice and relaxed. So we're going to start off with our legs straight and our arms tucked in, elbows tucked into our sides, the handle just touching our sternum. So our legs are straight, our back is straight, handle is pulled into your sternum, elbows tight into your sides. And we're just going to push it out, so arms are straight, and pull it back, catching the handle to our sternum. This is called arms only row, it's just a way to warm up. So forwards, back, forwards, back. It's 5 times. 1. So you're finishing off with the handle to your sternum, your elbows tucked into your sides. Okay, so forwards, arms out, pull your arms in, handle touching your sternum, elbows in. Okay, now this time we're going to do some body lean. Now, this is really a pivot, you're pivoting from your waist. So you need to keep your back straight, so you're not going to hunch, your back is always straight. You're pivoting from your waist. You're not bending your back in the middle, you're pivoting from your waist. So if you're imagining a clock, at the moment you're at 12 o'clock because your head is facing upwards. So you want to lean forwards to 11 o'clock, then back to 1 o'clock. Okay? So we're starting off with our arms in, and we're pivoting our back to 1 o'clock. And we're shooting our arms forward, and we're pivoting our back to 11 o'clock. Okay, now we're moving our back to 1 o'clock, and pulling back, 11 o'clock, forward, 1 o'clock, back, 11 o'clock, forward, 1 o'clock, back, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, back, 11 o'clock, forward, 1 o'clock, back. Forward. Okay, so introducing the elements bit by bit. So just 5 times. So being body lean, okay? So starting from the position where our arms are by our sides, the elbows by our sides, the handle touching our sternum. So we're pivoting our back to 1 o'clock. We're shooting our arms forward, back to 11. Back to 1, pull, 11, forward, 1, pull, 11, forward, 1, pull, 11, forward. And this time we're going to try to make it into a fluid movement rather than 2 staccato pieces of movement, okay? So, back. So already when you introduce your back, getting more power into the stroke. It's important to shoot our arms out quite quickly when we move away. Okay, so we've got body lean and we've got arms only. So now for the legs. So in rowing, you always use the biggest muscles first. So it's legs, back, arms. Legs, back, arms, okay? So it's always that order. So take it nice and slowly. We start from the position whereby the handle is at our sternum. So it's arms first. So starting by arms forward, back to 11, braking, so bending our knees, moving this, sliding up the slide, okay? Until our knees are facing the ceiling, our legs are lower legs, our shin bones are as perpendicular, leaning forward, and then we're going to pull back. So we're starting off, the power starts in our feet, so we're pushing our legs, arms dead straight. When we get to the end of our legs, Okay, we can start moving our backs back to about 11 o'clock. Then finally bring our arms back to our sternum. Okay, so it's some legs, back, arms. Arms, back, legs. 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 Okay, so nice and slowly. So starting from the position whereby our legs are straight. So arms forward, back, legs. Okay, legs, back, arms. Arms, back, legs. Legs, back, arms. I'll just do 5 strokes so you can get a feel for how it should sound. Remain straight, and you also need to remember to when your arms are away, which is when you push them forward. That needs to be the fastest part of the stroke. Your arms pushing away initially is the fastest part of the stroke. Okay. The hardest bit to get right is to move up this slide slowly, because if you've run water, but into terrible habits by moving too fast up the slide. So take it nice and slow. So you want to do, get into a nice rhythm like this. So don't worry about too much power initially. Get into a nice, manageable rhythm. If you do that for 10 minutes, that's a really good start. Then if you introduce some variants, so 5 light, 5 heavy, so 5 light, 1, chain in this case gets the wheel, and in the case of water, where the blade catches the water, and then drive is where the legs press down hard, then the back comes into it, and then the arms finish off by pulling back. So catch, drive, recovery, which is the bit where you move back down the slide, which is the slowest part of the stroke. If you want to learn about more technical things, or resistance, or drag, or water rowing, please drop me an email and I'll be happy to help. Regarding the performance monitor, if you want to know more about that, again, I'm happy to help with that. This was just really a very basic introduction to whet your appetites. So just remember the muscle groups. Power is transferred from the feet up the legs into the quads, into the thighs, into the glutes, into the lower back, then transfers it into the upper back, then your deltoids and triceps, pull back, and then you shoot forward, your back leans forward, your legs get far forward as you can, and then back. Okay, so remember legs, back, arms, back, legs. Legs, back, arms, back, legs. And hopefully you have a nice, powerful stroke. Forward, just the quickest part of the stroke. On water, you shoot your arms forward, and then you start to square as the arms reach down your calf. And then you would get forward, and then catch, drive, and then you would pull. You would tap out, which is when the oar comes out of the water. And then you feather. Arms would go away. You start to square, you come forward, get into a nice rhythm. So set the resistance to around 2 or 3, just 10 minutes into a nice rhythm, and then do 5 light and 5 heavy, about 5 reps of each, if you can. Just get your heart moving. And, you know, try to add more time, so 10 minutes then. Maybe 12 and 14. Wouldn't go over 20 if I were you initially. But there you go, it's up to you. If you have any questions, you can contact me somehow. I suppose my email address is somewhere. If not, I'll put it on my, on the, the description box. Sorry, I'm really crap when it comes to this sort of thing. The box when it comes to describing the audio booth, I'll put it in there. Okay, so straight back, leaning, 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, pivoting from the hips. Not bending the back, pivoting from the hips. You need to keep that back straight. Okay, I think that about covers it for now. Anyway, happy rowing. Bye for now.